drive and underway here with Alex Gilbert scoring first blood already for the Sandpoint Eagles with a nice breakaway shot, and he feeds it in for two on a layup. But here comes Fort Aldsworth fast. Sasha Aldsworth puts up a shot from three-point territory that does not go down. Rebound goes to Fort Aldsworth. And another shot, number two, Geronimo Trifon. That one's off the back iron. Rebound number 35, I believe that's Sam Blom. Shot goes up, doesn't go down. Fort Aldsworth will remain in possession, though, on the baseline. They'll throw in the ball underneath their own basket.
And a quick substitution coming in there. Looks like either that or we're going to have seven guys on the floor. No, there we go. We've got number 10 and number 21. We've got the Davis boys are on the floor.
Yep, Colin and Taylor Davis coming in here. Taylor will throw in the ball. Bounces into number 23, Anthony McGee. Ball almost tripped away by Alex Gilbert, but Colin keeps control. He finds number 35. That is Sam Blum. And the ball now.
Yep, put that up and draws 2 points. Nice job there. And I understand from talking to Coach Blum that it's Kalen.
Kalen, very good.
Kalen Blum, and it's not Anthong McGee, but in case we print, that's just a typo here. But a nice job, three-point effort there from the long downtown corner, and it's 5-2 with 7:09 left to go.
All right, and here comes number 21. And
oh, a great steal by Alex Gilbert. He takes it, drives it down, puts it up off the glass, and drops it in for two. He stole that right out of Kalen Davis's hands. But Kalen covered him well down there and just couldn't quite pull the trigger. And we got a 30-second timeout called there by Coach Blum.
Now's a good opportunity for us to make a quick announcement about tomorrow's games. We will have a very, very big change in schedule. It's going to be 10:30 a.m. for tomorrow's third-place game, New Stew versus the loser of this game. So 10:30 a.m., New Stewie Hawk versus the loser of this game. And then at noon tomorrow, we will have the girls' championship game, which will be King Co. versus New Stewie Hawk. So we have King Co. versus New Stewie Hawk will be broadcasted tomorrow with a championship game at noon.
And that's on the girls, and the boys will be just ahead of that for the third place. And that's due for a flight change that New Stew couldn't get flights out. They had to rearrange and get scheduled so that we could accommodate getting your teams home. Got to get them in before dark.
Yep.
It's not a 24-hour landing zone up there in New Stew. So, but here we are. The score is 7-2 in favor of Sandpoint. We're 6:51 to go here left in the first period. And here comes the Lynx.
Yep, number 22 with the ball here. This is Sam. And we're going to have a call there. Contact foul, I believe, called. Yep, contact foul being called there against Sam Point. There'll be a throw-in on the sideline.
Yeah, I believe that was, again, Glenn Krause.
We'll find out here in just 1 second. Goes up number 35. That should be changed here soon. And here comes the throw-in. Sasha will throw it in for Fort Aldsworth. He takes it down to the sideline. Number 15, Josh Blum, who feeds it to number 35, Sam Blum. It's underneath the basket, though. Anthony McGee, jump ball being called there. It's Anthony and Evan Wilson were both fighting for the ball.
Nice job by Evan coming over the top but not getting body contact. He's just getting good head and shoulders above there. And
no
keeping
his flex this time either.
No, didn't grab the body. No, but he was working hard and been talking to Evan, and he's working really hard to just play the game. Great effort looking up at the clock there, and nice job by Josh to put it up in the air, but
travel.
We got a traveling. I don't know if it was on Glenn, but Glenn ended up with the ball when the travel call was called. So here we go. Raynell's got to wait for some cross-court traffic.
Yeah, so here we go with a throw-in for Port Aldsworth underneath their own basket. Sasha will take the ball. He bounces into Josh. Josh, loses it, gets it over to Sam. No, that's Anthony McGee, sorry. Ball's loose. Alex Gilbert picks it up, almost loses it, but he quickly finds Evan Wilson, who feeds it over to Colton Mack. Colton runs it quickly over the half-court line. Now to Glenn Krause and back to Colton. Colton being tightly guarded by Sasha Aldsworth. Finds a wide-open Alex Gilbert, who feeds it, and there's an over-the-top. Yep, too much contact there against Evan Wilson as Josh Blum was trying to knock the ball away. No, 25, sorry, 35. They're going to call that against Blum.
Yeah, I think that was against Sam.
Yeah, good defensive attempt there by Sam. Here's a throw underneath their own basket. Alex is wide open for three. He doesn't take the shot. Instead, gives it to Colton, who's being met by Geronimo and Sasha. They're running hard. The three-point opportunity from Glenn Krause comes up short. And now bounds off the hands of the Lynx. So a throw-in again on the baseline underneath their own basket for Sandpoint.
And Colton has the ball. He throws in, and John Rotter picks it up off the air and gives it to Alex, looking at a three-pointer. He puts it up off iron, can't get it. John Rotter's got some real competition coming off the floor there with Josh Blum. They're both real tall gentlemen out there. The arms are up, and so finally John Rotter's playing against some big height. Great job by Josh to get that ball covered up, didn't travel, was able to pitch it out, and Here come the Lynx. They're coming in on offense. And here's number two, Geronimo Trefon, bringing up the ball. He weaves through traffic, tries to get it off the hand, gets his own loose ball in the air.
That was quite a play. He was dribbling in. It was slapped away from him, goes high instead of backwards, and ends up back in his hands. This time he's underneath the basket. He puts it up off the glass, gets fouled as he tries to make the shot. So it's going to be two from the line for Trefon.
Yeah, now in football, that'd be kind of called an alley-oop, but I'm not sure we're going to call it when Trefon gets the ball off. Yeah. But and it wasn't tipped there. He was just running forward because the momentum carried, and all of a sudden the ball came down in his hand. So he misses the first shot. He settles down. He puts it up. Nice spin. Drops in that next one, and we're at 7-2-4.
Yep, and here comes Colton Mack with the ball. He'll jog it off half court, met quickly by Geronimo Trefon at the half-court line. Alex Gilbert, cross-court pass to Glenn Krause, who feeds it down to Johnson. Johnson's got a lot of traffic, so it goes to Glenn Krause for three. That's off the back iron. Rebound goes to Colton Mack. He takes it back outside the perimeter and will find Alex Gilbert. Alex passes over to Glenn. Glenn on the right-hand side of the perimeter. All around the horn now. Colton drives into the lane, and we're going to have a travel called against Colton. And Rennell Gardner keeping a close eye on the travels tonight. We have officials Pogue and Gardner refereeing up tonight. And here's Geronimo Trefon with the ball. He's going to walk it past the half-court line. And we met by Alex Gilbert. And
he took
10
too long.
Seconds. 10
he
seconds
took too
half
long
court.
To get across. He stalled just before the half-court because Alex set up just on inside the line. And Trefon didn't want to come across the lines there. So here comes the line out on the other side. They're over here by the coach's bench, and Alex is going to throw it in. He finds Colton in the backcourt. Colton brings it over. He's quickly met by number 22, Sasha Allsworth.
Ooh,
kicks it down in the corner, finds a night pass. Laser high to Alex. Alex can't quite make it fall, but it comes back in the hands of Glenn. Glenn standing.
Good
he gets
team.
It down. Nice feed by Colton Mack to two-tall John Rotter. He gets the shot, puts it up, drops it, and gets a foul on the way by. That foul is going to be on
Anthony McGee, I believe.
Anthony McGee, number 3 or number 23?
Number 23, I believe, Anthony McGee. So count the basket, and man, Jonathan Roeder just calls for the ball. He's wide open, fed brilliantly by Colton Mack. Great offensive play, and there you go. The score now 9 for Sandpoint, 3 for Port Allsworth. We're at 4:41 to go here in the first quarter.
Yep, those Tenalian Lynx are really ticking up tight, but John Rotter goes off the front iron. It's quickly picked up by number 22, Sasha. Sasha brings it down. He feeds it off to Geronimo. It's a loose ball between Geronimo and Sasha.
Oh,
but
travel.
Geronimo picks it up, and then he dribbles, and then he travels around the corner. He's out of the way, so we got a quick turnover. Here comes the Sandpoint Eagles going the other way.
Yep, Glenn Krause gets the ball on the right-hand side of the perimeter. Passes up to Alex Gilbert all the way around the horn now to Evan Wilson. He drives into the lane, trips up, gets it over to Johnson. Johnson takes a shot from the free throw line off the left side of the iron, picked up by Sasha Allsworth, and he will take it down the sideline for Port Allsworth, moving very quickly. He pulls up, waits for the rest of his team. Now to the baseline. This is Josh Blum. He feeds it over to Sasha, who goes to the left side of the post, puts up a shot, doesn't go down, rebound by Colton. Save attempt on the baseline as it goes loose, but Colton ends up with the ball once again, and he will take it past the half-court line.
Great interruption by Josh Blum there, which caused all that fracas to happen.
That's
and
travel.
We have a travel on Glenn. He caught the ball and took two steps
three
forward,
steps even,
and he can't do that. You got to be thinking about drilling the ball or just catch and shoot.
Yep.
I guess that's why they call that position the triple threat.
Yeah.
Catch, shoot, or pass, no walking along. Here comes Geronimo Trefon, and Alex is coming into the front court here. He's got him measured up there. Geronimo brings it across. He feeds it off to Josh. Josh has the ball at the right elbow. He finds number 35, ooh, Sam. Sam's got the ball. Feeding it back to Josh. We got a little too much push going on there.
Yep, it's going to be against Evan Wilson, and as he was tightly guarding Anthony McGee, puts a little bit too much contact on him, and that will be a throw-in underneath the basket for Port Allsworth. They're at three fouls now for Sandpoint.
Nice to see referee Troy give a little coaching etiquette, but we have a quick turnover here.
Oh, no, that's actually going to be a chance of the line as Jonathan Roeder goes over the top and causes a foul against Josh Blum, who's going to go to the line for two, a shooting foul. And so Josh gets up to the line, and Pogue again taking an opportunity to teach the guys, hey, this is what I'm going to be calling, so be aware of this. Josh gets the ball, puts up, and it's going to come all the way around and find its way to the bottom of the basket.
Nice job. It took a while. It's kind of like digging potatoes. You hit the front iron and bounced around the edge and finally went down in the hole. Nice little potato spud there, but here comes Josh. He sets, he bends, he's pushed up. Nice arc. Back off the back iron. Alex Gilbert runs up high. He picks up the rebound. He's dribbling down through traffic. He finds John Rotter on a quick fake to the to the basket, but he can't make it fall. He goes off the glass. And that was quick moving for John Rotter. But here comes number 35, Blum, working up the sideline. And we have a tip out of bounds by John Rotter, and it's still going to be controlled by the Lynx.
Great screen by Josh Blum there. Gave Sam the opportunity to drive the baseline and almost would have made it to the basket, too. Here's the toss, and Trefon with the ball. Now he passes down to Blum, where Josh Blum turns, puts up a nice
Wow, what a great job by Josh there. He had working against John Rotter, and he still got around him, had a little bump and touch, and still made the power up into the hole and put up for two. It's 9-2.
9-8. This game
is a close game. It's
tight,
not a runaway by any stretch of the imagination.
Yep. And so, again, the winner of this game will go on to face King Cove in the champion. No, sorry. We'll go on to play New Stewie Hawk, I believe. So the winner of this game goes to the championship. The loser will play New Stewie Hawk tomorrow. So
right.
This is a very important game here. Both teams want to go to the championship.
Oh, and that one went in. Nice job putting that in, and that's 11-8 now.
Yep, Colton Mack with a nice little floater off the baseline. Good for 2 points. And here comes Trefon. He's going to be met by Alex. Finds Josh Blum on the right-hand side, who holds the ball, drives in, trying to get past Jonathan Roeder. Can't quite do it. Picked up by Colton Mack, who runs into the paint, but will pull out to the perimeter and find Evan Wilson, who takes a free throw shot. Bounces around. Oh, doesn't quite make it in. Rebound goes to Sam Blum. Now here's Trefon with the ball. He's going to walk it across the half-court line. Met by Alex Gilbert. Pass over to Josh Blum on the sideline. Now to the bottom post. Here's Sasha driving the base, but he runs into Glenn Krause. Glenn back to Josh. He's going to drive into the lane now. Nice little attempt at a layup. Doesn't go in. Evan Wilson rips out that rebound.
He's got the ball. He rips it. Colton pushes it way ahead to Alex. Alex takes it wide open, puts it off the glass. It's 13-8. Here come the Lynx the other way. Geronimo's coming up. Down underneath 2 minutes. Nice job by Alex to poke in. Geronimo comes around. Ball gets loose. Feed from Colton, but jumped away, tipped away. Nice tip by Josh Blum there. He tips it. They control it. Here comes Geronimo. He's met by Colton. Back up. He's driving the lane. It opens up wide open. Up off the glass. Can't get it. Evans gets the ball. He rips it back, and here comes Colton the other way. We've had four back and forth, so no points. Up off the glass.
High off the glass.
It is 15-8, and it's 1:30 left here in the first period, and they're running down the road.
Here's their stride finally into this offense.
Well, the thing they have to watch is if you keep the game slow, people, you get lulled into lackadaisical action here, but nice feed by Josh into Sasha. And
Alex breaking fast. Another nice, easy layup.
That's three in a row. We went from 11 to 17. We got a timeout being called by Coach Blum.
Yep.
And need to do that here. And that's what fast break does. It's nice to see the boys didn't get lulled to sleep completely. Kept waiting for their opportunities, and it's just good to see. Now, the Lynx are on their part. They're doing a great job. They're hustling. They're all over the floor. They're playing very good line on things. Looks like Coach Herndon is working on John Rotter's shoulder a little bit. Maybe he got a little bit too aggressive on that backboard when he went up, not sure. But the Eagles are doing a nice job. They're working out there. It's got 17-8, 1:06 left here in the first period. And it's fun watching. You know, let me take a little peek out the sign here. Well, I see three seats empty.
Yeah, there's a couple of seats that are available here. But, man, what a tight game this was in the beginning. Standpoint, see if they can't keep that momentum rolling here as they come out of this timeout. The score, again, 17-8 in favor of Standpoint, but it was not that big of a margin only 30 seconds ago. So here comes Geronimo.
Nice job by Geronimo to switch up, goes up, does the lay-in, drives the lane wide open by himself, and he gets it in for two. We're 52 seconds left to go. I'm not sure if I touched something there, but we're getting a lot of squeal back here. 17-10, under 45 seconds left to go here. And Colton Mack has it. He takes a look at a three. Back to Alex. He drives around the top. Colton does.
Wide open.
Out to Glenn for wide open. Look at a three. He puts it up and drops it in for three. It's 20-10. It's a 10-point lead with 30 seconds left to go. Oh, I hope if you're listening, you're hanging on. We're trying to talk slow, but we can't. It's just too exciting. We got a reach-in foul on Alex Gilbert, who went against Geronimo. Geronimo's got some real quick hands. He just needs to get his confidence up. But Geronimo, I was a little concerned because about four times he came down the court and he passed it to the right. The last three times he's been drilling off to the left. So nice to see him switching up and making Alex honest.
Yeah, you know what? There's 5,000 on the board for Standpoint, and we're still in the third quarter. Oh, here comes Josh. Sam Blum. He puts up a shot. Doesn't go down. Evan put a stop to his attempt at the lane. Back out to Sasha Ellsworth, though, and we're going to have a travel call against Sasha as he was beginning to drive towards the paint. Good defense by Glenn Krause there, forcing that turnover. 30 seconds to go here in the game. It'll be possession for Sandpoint. And as they go towards the sideline, Colton Mack is going to join Rennell Gardner, get the ball, and throw into Alex Gilbert. He'll have just 30 seconds here to make a play, see if they can't hold off and get one final shot in.
There we go. Colton Mack is walking up, and he's met by two defenders.
Glenn Krause feeds it into Evan, who drives the baseline, turns, puts a nice little hook up, doesn't go down. Sam with the rebound. He's met by Alex Gilbert. Got a lot of pressure on him. He's able to find Anthony, who finds, this time, Sam Blum. 7 seconds to go. He's got to find a shot. Here's Josh. Puts it up from long downtown. Almost goes up. Rebound by Glenn Krause. He can't get it off in time to admit, with any real power, I should say. So there we go. At the end of the first quarter, 20-10 in favor of Sandpoint. And it's been a pretty tight game, to be honest.
It really has. You know, we've got a 10-point lead here at the end of the first period, but it wasn't that way very long ago. It was 11-8.
No.
And so it's just been going. Hey, want to give a nice shout-out to our sponsors. We've got some great sponsors out there, and if you've been enjoying the game, maybe you're thinking about a sponsorship too. I know there's some good businesses up there in New Stewie Hawk and even Tenalian Bible Camp, and if you're listening over in King Cove, well, maybe you want to get your boat name on here and put a sponsorship up. Really appreciate it. Want to give a nice shout-out to Lake Clark Air, helping us sponsor and get this game on the air, along with Copper Whale Inn in Anchorage, the Shumigan Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, Telalaska, Wastec Electronics here in Sandpoint, the fishing vessel Red Hunter, Pan Air, and Grant Air, and for a great job. And don't forget, we do have a schedule change. We're going to have the first game coming on the air tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m., which will be the boys' third-place game between New Stew and the loser of this one. At noon, we'll have the girls' championship game between King Cove and New Stew. And at 6:30 p.m., we'll have the third-place girls' game. And at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, we'll have the championship game, which will be King Cove and the winner of this match here.
Yep. So here we go to find out who that winner will be. Possession will be in the hands of Port Allsworth, and Sasha Allsworth will take the ball at half court, passing into Geronimo Trefon. Trefon will be quickly met by Alex Gilbert, and here's Josh Blum driving the lane. He puts up a jumper. Oh, but he gets knocked up at that shot attempt, and he's going to go to the line for an opportunity for two. I believe that foul is going to end up either against Glenn or John. We'll find out here in just one moment. Yeah, that's going to be, I believe, John Roeder. Three against John already in the second quarter. He's going to have to come out of this game pretty quick. And I see Michael Herndon right now tapping in. Here's Josh's first attempt. It rolls around. Doesn't quite make it in.
And here comes that substitution. Michael Herndon's coming in and John Rodder's coming out. And it's tough to get three fouls. And they've been real aggressive fouls. Nothing flagrant or violent. But he's playing against some tall guys. And he's just got to remember to work his reach. A nice job there by Josh, as he puts up the second free throw, and it goes in, it's 20-11. Here comes Colton. He drives around Geronimo. He finds Glenn. Back to Colton. Colton's coming back to the left. He finds Alex. Alex comes into the two-point. He's off balance. He can't quite get there. He gets his own free throw, or rebound, excuse me. Alex had a three-point. He takes a long look at it. He comes up and drains it. All right, a lot of hustle on the floor, and there it went up and in, and it came down, and now we're at 23-13. Here we go. Here comes Colton Mack. Alex has the ball. Passes it back to Colton.
Ooh,
he drives it in. He gets it. Puts down to Michael Herndon. Michael Herndon kicks it quickly back out to Colton. Colton cross-court to Glenn for a three-point, but he dishes off to Evan. Evan takes a long two up and in and drains that one in, and it's 25-13.
Great. 55 pass around.
The second. Nice movement of that ball. Nice being unselfish. Compliment I heard from one of the coaches, that especially on the girls, is that everybody on the team is a shooter. He's really impressed that nobody's afraid to put that ball in the air.
Oh, good.
Lost that handle by Geronimo. Michael Herndon gets it, but he taps it out of bounds because he's trying to move too quickly the other way. But nice hustle there. Geronimo lost the handle on it. Michael's hands, he couldn't
good
keep on.
Good play by Alex Gilbert there, knocking the ball away.
Indeed.
Here comes Josh Blum with the ball. He's going to work his way into the basket. Nice shot for two off the glass.
Yeah,
great.
He definitely has a height advantage now because he's just there, much taller than Michael Herndon. He's got long outstretched arms, and he was able to weave in and come on. It wasn't a long range. He just drove to the basket. Nice move by Colton. He finds Glenn. Glenn pitches down to Michael at the corner. Gives it to Colton. Colton kicks back to Alex. Alex steps in, pitches back out. He finds Glenn at the three-point. He puts it up and drains a three-pointer.
Yep, great shot by Glenn Kraus there, and great ball move by Sam Point, taking their time, getting the shot that they want to take. They're missing. They're not taking a bunch of wide open ones. They're waiting for the right shot. Here comes Trepont with the ball. He finds Josh Blum, who feeds it down. Oh, Colton with a great steal. He tries to bring it back in play, but he goes out of bounds, so that's going to be possession for Port Allsworth. Good effort defensively there by Colton
Mack. Nice job by Colton. He can move that ball forward and backwards and around the back sideways. He's just got a great presence of mind of how to move those arms and limbs and keep the ball.
Good steal by Sandpoint there with a fast-breaking Alex Gilbert. He's going to take it for a nice, easy layup. Another cherry pick by him. When you got speed like Alex, there's just amazing things you can do on the court.
Yep, Alex right across the half court. He's going to pressure Geronimo. Geronimo comes in and pitches off to the right. He finds
nice feed.
Nice feed by Sam, but Colton's right there. He interrupts and he pitches it right back to Alex. Alex is there, but he's being guarded by
Sasha all the way.
Doesn't stop Alex.
Lane violation there on that throw in now, and they're going to have to go backwards because Colton or Sandpoint will now have possession underneath their own basket.
Yeah, Raynell was just pointing out to Sasha that you stepped on the black line before you got rid of the ball.
32-15 now, 5:30 to go in the first half. Here's Alex for three off the back of the rim, picked up by Evan Wilson. He turns, puts up his hook, but he runs into a lot of traffic. He goes backwards to Michael Herndon, and the plays almost stopped for Sandpoint as they were expecting a foul or something there.
I think they were all expecting travel because Evan took two steps and nobody blew the whistle. Even the Lynx were looking at where's the travel, but they ended up with the ball back. And here's number 15, Josh Blum. He has it. He works it down. He can't make it. The ball's up in the air. It's fought three times. Down on the floor. It's a scrum. It's going to be a jump ball. And what a great effort.
Yeah, all the way there by Sam Blum. He just fought for that ball to the very end, even falling to the ground. Here's a substitution. Abraham Bravo will step in, and Joseph Ortega, Alex Gilbert, will sit down along with Evan Wilson. So we have Colton, Joseph, Abraham, Michael Herndon and Glenn Kraus on the floor for Sandpoint. And a substitution with Ned Fowler coming in to replace number 15, Josh Blum, for the Lynx. And here comes Colton Mack moving with the ball. He takes it, takes a shot, goes over to the right-hand side, Joseph Ortega, back to Glenn Kraus. Glenn got a lot of defense all over him, so he'll pitch it back over to Joseph. Now to Colton, who drives down into the paint, pulls up a floating shot. It's going to roll around the rim, doesn't quite make it down. Rebound, Ned Fowler. Fowler gets the ball to Sam Blum, who is just going to hold the ball back now and walk the ball over the half-court line. Looks like he's going to be met by Joseph Ortega. Ortega with the ball. Takes it out. Oh, not Ortega with the ball. Sorry, Geronimo with the ball. He finds Sasha Allsworth. Oh, but the pass is Sasha's. It's got a little too much pepper on it, and it goes through his hands and out of bounds. And Josh looks like he's going to be subbing in one more time for Ned. Maybe catching a quick breath or some little extra instructions from the coach. Sandpoint with the ball. They get it over to Glenn Kraus, but back to Colton, who sees a wide open lane, drives into the paint, runs into a lot of defense, works himself around, puts up a shot. Not very pretty, doesn't go in. Rebound, Geronimo. He's got Joseph Ortega between him and the basket. He does a nice spin around, high shot, goes over the rim, picked up by Glenn Kraus, and a contact foul there against Geronimo.
Indeed. Got to tell, Colton looked like he had a nice wide open lane, but quickly collapsed with about three of those dark blue jerseys collapsing around him. And
good job.
Really had to work hard. Nice response by the Tenalian Lynx. But here comes Colton bringing it up. We're 4:12 left to go. 32-15 is still the score. Glenn Kraus takes a look at a three-pointer, but it's short way offline. But the ball is up, comes around, and it's going to be controlled by number 35, Sam Blum.
That's going to be a foul against Sam Point, I believe. And that'll be one-on-one opportunity now for Sam from the free throw line with seven fouls on Sam Point.
As soon as they get
this one figured
referee Raynell on the same page as referee Troy is, and they're coming down getting ready to shoot.
Yep, here we go. It's going to be a shot for number 35, Sam Blum, as he goes up to the line. 4:02 left to go here in the first half with 32-15 in favor of Sam Point. Here's Josh with the ball. Sorry, Sam with the ball. Puts up a shot. It goes off the high of the rim. Josh with a big rebound. He takes it and puts it up. Putback's good for two. 17 now for Port Allsworth. Colton Max got the ball. He's going to take it across half court. Great pressure on defense from Port Allsworth. Fed over to Glenn Kraus. Now to the bottom of the baseline, Abraham Bravo. He's looking for some help. He's got Anthony McGee all around him. Colton Mack with it. Fed off to that Michael Herndon, who takes the jump shot. Shy of the rim. Rebound by number 15, Josh Bowman. Man, the defense is awesome by Port Allsworth tonight.
Port Allsworth is just really cranking it up, and they're not playing slow. They've got it. Here comes Mr. Blum, number 15. He's driving to paint.
Oh,
he
stripped away.
Can't get it.
Bad pass.
Back to Colton. Colton's got to run and chase it down. He can't get it. He stops. Bad pass twice. That one was last one was done by Abe Bravo, but here we go. Here comes Geronimo, and Geronimo's not afraid to pick up this ball and keep moving quickly.
Yep, Geronimo Trefon with it. 3:30 to go here in the game. Pass down to Josh. Josh with the ball. He's looking for some movement. Gets a screen from Sasha. Pulls him for a jumper. Doesn't go in. Is he going to draw a foul off that one? And, yep, that wasn't going to be a moving violation. So, looks like Josh
I believe that's on Michael Herndon.
Josh will go to the line for two. Oh, yeah, for a two-shot opportunity. Yeah, so eight fouls now for Sandpoint to only three for Port Allsworth. Here's Josh with the ball. He steps up to the line, puts up the shot. Oh, just off the back iron. Score remains 17 for Port Allsworth, 32 for Sandpoint. Josh will get one more attempt here from the line. Josh puts it up. Fight for the... Oh, and that one will go down.
Nice rattle, rack and roll, and goes down. It's 32-18 with 3:15 left to go.
And here's the ball right now. Colton Mack with it. He spins around, drives into the lane, passes down to Glenn Krause. Glenn runs the baseline, puts up a floating shot, doesn't go in. Rebound being fought for. It goes into the hands of Josh Blum. Josh Blum from Port Allsworth. Oh, but
nice
it's away by Glenn
by
Krause.
Glenn Krause. Way to just... Geronimo just didn't feel him there, and we're going to have a blocking foul on Geronimo as Colton was trying to drive hard and put it away. But that was just kind of Glenn Krause being quietly staying at the right place at the right time, reached around, poked the ball away.
Yeah, fast move from Glenn Krause, and great effort by him there. He's going to have a throw-in now for – we're going to have a throw-in now for Sandpoint underneath their own basket. Colton Mack will get the ball, and Glenn's sitting down now. Good effort by him.
And Evan Wilson is back
in
on the floor.
Yeah,
trying to get opened up there, but they find a bounce pass out to Joseph Ortega.
Wide
who puts
over three.
Up for three. Can't get it. Michael Herndon gets the first hand on the rebound, and then Evan Wilson gets the ball, and we're going to have a foul there on number 35, Sam Blum.
And there's a good opportunity. Now, Port Allsworth is really closing up on the fouls here. They've got five now and maybe six. We'll see if they add one more. It looks like it's going to be five fouls. They're closing the gap here on fouls themselves. Throw in for Colton Mack. He gets it to Evan Wilson, who's going to drive powerfully into lane, works his way around traffic, hook shot, rolls around the rim, doesn't go in, rebound, goes to the Tenalian, but oh, it's loose. Geronimo holds on to it. He's got his glasses in the way. He throws them off. He lost a glass there as there was some contact on the face. So he loses a glass into his glasses. Coach Blum's going to take those and hold on to them.
All right, we're going to get a foul against Evan Wilson, number 55.
Yeah, second for Evan there with 2:36 to go here in the second half. The score is 32-18 in favor of Sandpoint. And again, that is a 1-1 opportunity for Port Allsworth. Going to the line will be number two, Geronimo Trefon.
But interesting to see, you know, as intensive as the defense has been on the Tenalian boys, I've seen the Sandpoint is starting to pick up and attempting to come back with just as much defensive pride. So kind of interesting that you play against the other team the same way they play against you.
Yep, you and, do. The energy gets mirrored.
It really does. It is kind of fun to watch, and if your skills aren't just as sharp as theirs are, you're going to call with a foul. Geronimo puts up his second. He made the first. Second one goes away. Colton barely controls that on a long rebound out, and we're at 32-19 on the score. Colton slips on the floor and slides.
Looks like it's going to be a foul called against Trefon. He's not thrilled about that one. That's going to be six fouls now for New Streethawk in the third against Trefon. A very important player for New Streethawk, and looks like, yep, we're going to have Geronimo sit down, and number 21, Colin Davis, will come in. Kalen Davis will come in.
Long A. Colton, take a look at a three. It goes up. It hits the rim, but Evan is there, and he uses the body to
maintain the hit from Sasha Allsworth.
Yeah.
Sasha put in a little bit too much body in the attempted rebound, and that's going to send Evan to the line for a 1-1 opportunity with seven fouls on Port Allsworth. They close the foul gap really quick, but Sandpoint trying to give double bonus now to Port Allsworth with nine fouls themselves.
That's right. Evan did a really nice job of bringing ball and staying straight and not trying to be flagrant about it, and Sam got caught for coming over the top on his body there. So here comes Evan. Got a nice dribble, spins the ball. He sets, he puts it up behind, up over the head.
Strains
that one. Nice patented free throw maneuver.
I love his shot. It's like a lob almost. Like he has it over his head and it just like lobs up. I've tried using it a couple times when I'm shooting around and it works pretty well.
It does. It's got nice control. It's got a definite two-hand push. He gets a nice even spin. His thumbs come down and rolls together. And there we go. We're at 34-19.
Yeah, second 2:18
left to go.
And here's a quick moving Sasha Allsworth. He drives the lane, puts up a shot, doesn't go in, but rebound goes to Sam Blum. Counts the basket as he gets fouled on his power up. Good for two, and he will make a 3-point play here if he can. 2:11 to go.
And that's going to be another foul against Evan.
Oh, boy. And so that's going to put Evan in some foul trouble. And we'll have a substitution. I see Glenn Krause tapping in. Looks like he's going to sub in for Evan. and 10 fouls now. We'll make this a two-shot opportunity. Well, actually, it's going to be a one-shot opportunity since it's an and one. So, yep, Evan Wilson will sit down with three fouls. Abe will also sit down. Glenn Kraft will come in. And Ryder Gunderson joins us for the first time in this game.
Yep, nice to see Ryder. Some fresh legs. He's quick. There goes the ball. It's up and off the back iron, but Sandblom is there, and he puts it up and comes back, and Glenn Kraus controls the ball, but we're going to have a
contact foul against Sam Blum.
Yeah, and I was wrong. That was Josh Blum that had the controlled that defensive
board. That
kid's tall.
He is just dominating the board.
He is.
Yeah, we have the height here of everyone. Let me take a quick second and find out. Sam Blum is standing at 6 foot, and Josh is at 6'4", so he's about head-to-head with Jonathan Roeder.
Yeah. Yeah, they're both real tall, lanky fellas on the floor. And Glenn goes down, and he puts up his first free throw. We're at 2:06 left to go. It's 35-21. We're 2:06 left in
the score
second
is just
quarter.
Good still for Sandpoint here in the second quarter. They're still at 35. And 21, though. As
nice job by Michael
shot.
Herndon. He bounces that ball 3 points in the air.
Yeah, good tip-up. But, yeah, you know, and here's a big factor. Port Aldsworth is clawing their way back here because Sandpoint is standing still on the scoreboard. Port Aldsworth is slowly eking their way back up. Here comes Kalen Davis. He passes down to Josh. Josh is on the baseline with Michael Herndon in front of him. He turns around, puts up a shot, and one.
Nice job by Josh. He's going to pick up the foul from Michael Herndon, who got a little too much hand on the hand. And, of course, don't forget, the Lynx are clawing their way back in. We've got the bench basically on the floor outside of Colton Matt. Glenn Kraus is back on the floor, so we've got freshman out there. Here comes the up and down, and it goes, and Glenn Kraus is going to get the ball, picked up by Joseph Ortega. Here comes Colton Matt. We're down under 2 minutes to go.
Colton
has
the ball,
finds Glenn for a three-point. He puts up. It's going to be short. Josh is right there. He picks it up. Everybody clears it out. He gets it back to Sam. Sam's going to bring up the pole. Colton's going to meet Sam.
90 seconds on the clock. Kalen Davis has it now. He passed over to Sasha. Almost loses control, but he maintains. Double dribble being called there as it's an interesting call. Double dribble being called against Sasha Allsworth, and that'll be a throw-in for Sandpoint at the sideline. It goes into Colton Mack with 1:17 to go here in the second quarter, and we'll see if Colton can't put a couple points on the board. He loses the ball. Looks like it's going to be a reach-in foul against number 35, Sam Blum, and that will send Colton to the line for, yeah, and that's fourth against Sam Blum. So lots of fouls all around, and the issue is that they're against some key players.
Like Taylor Davis is getting ready to check into the game here. Colton puts that one up and drains it. Interesting to watch Colton. You know, you would think that being one of the shorter guys that he'd want to get a lot of spring in his knees and bend, but he just kind of gets a little hip flex, bends his knees ever so slightly, but he never leaves the floor on that jump. Watch, it comes to knees. His heels come up, but he just got a nice, smooth trajectory.
He
knows
exactly
where that ball's
he's
going.
Doing. He's done that a million times, literally.
I asked him. He said it was a million one.
Million one? Okay,
yeah.
That's probably right. Here's Sasha Allsworth. He feeds Josh. Josh drives down the lane, but passes it back to Sasha, who's wide open at the top of the key for three. Misses it. Rebound goes to Anthony McGee. He loses control of the ball, and it's going to be a foul called there as Taylor Davis was fighting for it. And I believe that's on Ryder Gunderson.
That was going to be Ryder or Joseph.
Yeah, and that's going to send Taylor Davis for a two-shot opportunity from the line. With 57 seconds to go, only 14 points separating the two teams. And, you know, Sandpoint is, you know, they do have a lot of bench players on, but and they have some very serious foul trouble for some very important players, especially their down-low post players. And that's why we're seeing them just feed it down low and have a lot of success.
Nice job. The first one goes up by Taylor Davis, and he drains that one. Good job. He's another player a lot like Colton, does a lot of time in the gym and practices. He's got a nice, smooth rhythm. He jumps up. Only his heels lift the floor. His toes are there. That one, second one doesn't go in. We're 37-24. We're 55 seconds. Colton comes up, quickly steps to the left. He finds Joseph. Joseph feeds it back to Colton. Colton takes a look at a three. It's off the back
good
iron.
Line.
Can't quite get it. He's covered up. Nice move by Taylor around the corner. Here comes Sasha. Sasha comes down.
Oh,
he's
travel.
He's going to be called for traveling. He was trying to get somebody to feed it into breaking in there, but they weren't there as fast as Sasha was, and he ended up slip-sliding away. We're down to 40 seconds, 37-24. Colton comes in, breaks quickly left over Sasha. Gives it down to Joseph. Joseph takes a look at a long three-point, up the iron. There's Glenn Kraus. Glenn's going to get the rebound, and number 21, Kalen Davis, is going to get called with a foul.
Big size difference there between Kalen Davis and Glenn Kraus. You got to give it to the guy for trying to go over top there on the rebound.
Yeah, I noticed they didn't put weight down here. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But Glenn is a big boy. If you're watching it on the screen, you can tell that he's a
he's very strong.
He's very strong in there. He takes care of business, and he's a great laser shooter. He's got a good eye from that outside lane. He doesn't try to get in much on the inside post yet, but he does a nice job. He's got the ball. He puts it up, nice high arc, and he dribbles that in off the inside rim, and he pops that in. We're 38-24 with 31 seconds left to go.
Yeah, and here we go. Glenn Kraft's going to have a second opportunity now. He gets the ball from Rennell, puts up the shot. It's going to be off the front iron. Rebound by Michael Herndon, though. He quickly finds Colton Mack, who drives into the paint, puts up a floating shot, and drains it. Good job
by Colton to stick around and pay attention for that one.
Yeah, here we go. Sasha Allsworth with it. He's driving up close to the guard, so he finds Taylor Davis. Oh, Michael Herndon knocks the ball out, almost picked it up, but it's picked up by Josh Blum, who finds Sasha. Now back to Josh. Josh drives in. Passes it over to Taylor. Oh, no. Holds control. Puts up a three-point shot. Almost in. Rebound goes to Glenn Kraus, who has Taylor Davis against to work against. Taylor. Oh, Colton's got last couple seconds for a shot. It goes high. And there we go. Ending the first half of this last game, 40-24 in favor of Sandpoint.
That's right. High, wide, and long. And don't forget, we're going to get back to our sponsors here in a minute. But tomorrow morning, we're starting to schedule a little bit differently. 10:30 a.m. is the first game of the morning, followed by noon. With the girls' championship, the first game at 10:30 is going to be third-place boys. Noon is the girls' championship game. 6:30 in the evening will be the girls' third place. And at 8 o'clock tomorrow night will be the boys' championship game, which will be King Cove and the winner of this game tonight.
Yes, sir.
So don't forget, we want to thank our sponsors out there. And, Austin, take it away.
Yeah, I want to say thank you so much to Lake Clark Air for their support of this broadcast, the Copper Whale Inn, the Schumigan Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, Telalaska, Wadtec Electronics here in Sandpoint, Peninsula Airways, Grant Aviation, and the FV Red Hunter. Thank you so much for your support of these broadcasts.
We are live, but just barely. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are close to starting the second half here of tonight's final game. This is between the Sandpoint Eagles and the Tenalian Lynx. All right, we're just getting ready to get underway here. The score at the start of the half is 40-24 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. On the floor, we have John Rotter, Evan Wilson, Alex Gilbert, Colton, and Glenn Kraus for Sandpoint. But the Lynx control the ball, and here comes Geronimo. We have Geronimo and Sasha. We have Josh Blum at number 15, who has the ball now, drives in past Glenn. We're going to get a blocking foul on Glenn, and that'll be the first team foul against the Eagles. Put his side out. Here we go. Throw in by Sasha. Sasha's looking for some help. He finds 23. Anthony McGee down underneath. Can't quite make it. John Rotter picks up the rebound. Here comes Colton Mack. He's driving down the road. He gets it across. Glenn has it. He's looking for some help. Long downtown pass to Alex Gilbert, who finds Colton Mack, and he's being really harassed by Geronimo. Finds Evan Wilson. He's inside the paint. He's driving in against Ned Fowler. Mm-hmm. Puts up the ball. Nice to see Ned on the floor. That's going to be a foul against, I think that was...
Evan?
No, it's going to be a foul against Josh. I haven't seen the scoreboard keep up here yet. But the ball comes in. Evan has it. He bounces it off, puts it on the other underneath side, puts it up, and that drops it in. We're at 42-24. We got a buzzer stop, timeout. The scoreboard wants help. Everybody's in a freeze. We're trying to figure out that was five fouls for Josh Lund. We're trying to square out who got the fouls. All right. It is the Lynx ball. We still don't know who got the foul. I think they might have given that to Ned. No, they gave it to number 15, Josh. That's his second. All right. I can't see through your arm there, Justin. Thanks. I got Justin helping me out up here in the booth. So if you hear his voice, nice throw into Sasha, but it rolls off his feet, but quickly controlled by number 23, Anthony McGee. Hey, kick it back out. Josh has it at the top. He bounces it down to Ned. Ned has it working against Evan. Pits it back to Josh. Josh drives inside. He pulls up. He gives a jumper. He can't get it. John Rotter.
John Rotter gets
the ball, and we're going to have a foul against number 23, Anthony McGee. He's got a reach-in pull-down as John was getting that rebound. We got a full timeout by Coach Blum. He's bringing his boys over here going, look, guys, we've got to square this up. You can't just give away fouls. You got to play this ball game smartly. So, Justin, what are you seeing out there on the floor so far?
It looks like a good ball game so far, but I don't know.
Well, we don't know the outcome. We've got a full half to play. We're just 6:55 into it here. We're watching some good heads-up play. The intensity doesn't quite see being quite as fast as it was at the start of the first half, but sometimes that happens. We get these intermission breaks. It's only 10 minutes. It's almost just long enough to get everything cold and tightened up, and looks like Geronimo's trying to stretch out a calf muscle. Everybody's a little bit tight. We're just about at the end of this this break. Nice to see the boys drinking a lot of water on the sidelines here. The Eagles are back out on the floor, and here come the Lynx.
Alex passes in to Colton.
Colton has the ball, and he's being tightly guarded by Geronimo, that sore muscle. But Alex has the ball. He dishes it down to nice ball handling, but Josh Blum just tips it right out of Glenn Krause's hands. He drives down, goes around, but he loses the handle on the way by. Alex has it. He dishes it up to Evan. Evan can't control it. It goes out of bounds. It'll be blue ball. Quick court-to-court, end-to-end about three times, but no points for it. We're at 42-24, and here comes a throw-in.
From Sasha to Geronimo.
Geronimo has the ball, and he's bringing it up. Geronimo Trifon, he's got the ball. He likes to stop, and he gives that one-arm swing out there. He finds Josh Blum at the right corner over there, almost to the baseline. He's looking for some help. He's calling people to come up. We get a little interruption from Sasha. Sasha drops it. He gets the ball back from Josh. Now he's standing flat-footed. He gets it down to Ned Fowler in the corner. Ned takes a look. He fakes. He pulls it back. Evan's trying to harass him. Ned pulls up. He almost loses the handle. He gets up to Sasha, comes back. He's got to fix his glasses. He puts it back. He drives in between Colton, dishes it back out to Sasha at the three-point. Kicks it back to Josh, way in the backcourt. Sasha's trying to get some movement. Gets kicked around. Sasha finds her over the elbow. Throws up. Gets tipped off by Alex. Again, kicks by Josh. Ned Fowler ends up with the ball behind the back. He gives it to Josh. Josh takes a look at a three-pointer up off the front iron. Back into Alex Gilbert's hands. He's driving down between three. He pulls up. Takes an exit to the right. He's guarded by Sasha. He finds Colton. Colton back to back to the top, guarded by Geronimo. Back down to Glenn at a three. Glenn takes a dribble. Passes back. Picks Alex. Finds Colton coming in on the corner. Back to Glenn. Glenn can't quite get a handle on it. Comes down to John Rodder. He's going to get the ball. Kicks out to Glenn for a three-pointer. Down to Evan. Evan gets the ball.
Evan
bounces up. Puts it up off the rim. Doesn't come down. John Rodder gets the ball. Puts it up. In the process, we had Sasha on the floor. Back up. Here comes. That was finally a put back in. Nice work by John Rodder. It's 44-24. Here comes Geronimo. He's just now getting across the half-court line. We've got a little 2-1-2 and
he shoots.
He walks up. He just before the three-point line, and he just walked up uncontested and pops that one in. It's 44-27. Alex finds John Rodder down at the post. He's looking cross-court to Glenn. Uncontested for a three. He puts it up. Drains it for nothing but three. We've had back-to-back threes. It's 47-27. It's a 20-point game again. Here comes Geronimo. He's bringing it up. He's slowly. He comes across the line. He takes a look. He's just in the front court. He whips it in. Alex Gilbert almost gets the hand. Pass over to Josh. Josh going to take a look at a three. He puts it up, and it's in and out and rattles out. John Rodder picks it up. He fast forwards to Colton Mack. Colton comes down, drives. He stops inside the line, puts up for two. Can't quite make it. It's going to go off the rim and out of bounds. It's going to be Lynx ball.
Sasha's going to pass it into Geronimo.
We got a substitution coming on the floor. We got Colton Mack going to sit down, and we got Joseph Ortega coming out. Give Colton a little break. There's a 20-point lead. It's 4:23 left to go in the third period. Here comes Geronimo. Geronimo's got the ball, and he's working up the court. He's going to get to the half-court line. He comes right over, and quick outlet pass to Josh Blum, and Josh takes it in, and he kicks it back to Ned. Ned drops up to the paint. He's at the upper post, and he drops it in for two. Nice little quick step putting that ball up. It's 47-29, 4:05 left to go in the third. Here comes the Eagles. Alex has it. He jumps up high in the air and gives it to John Rodder. He can't get it. John Rodder's being very careful going up against Josh, not trying to get those easy fouls. He's already got three on his hand. Josh brings the ball up, and he dishes it back to Geronimo. Geronimo's working hard. He throws it to where
Sasha
used to be, but Sasha was moving, and he missed it. It's out of bounds. It's going to be the Eagles' ball down at the right corner coming back this way.
Jonathan passes it in to Alex. Alex is making it across the
Oh, great effort by Josh Lum to poke that ball away, and he got it disrupted, so Glenn had to pass quickly, and Evans couldn't control it. So we had a turnover. It's 47-29. It's 3:37 left to go. Here comes Geronimo bringing up the ball slowly. Eagles are in a 2-1-2 defensive zone there. Josh has it on the outside. They're keeping him boxed out. They're going to make him force to take that long-distance shot. Geronimo puts it up. It's off the iron. Only Eagles around. Glenn rips it down, and he's got the ball. Joseph Ortega is going to have to come up against Geronimo. He does a little back twist. He makes it in. He's driving down to the right elbow. He bounces up to Alex. Alex comes into John Rotter.
John Rotter puts it up off the glass.
Can't get it. Comes down. Ned Fowler gets the ball. He puts it forward to Sasha, but Alex is right there to get it, but
Sasha has the ball.
He's 1-on-3. He puts a sky hook over. It won't go. Ball is tipped out of bounds, but controlled by Geronimo on the tip back. He drives the lane, puts it up off the glass. It won't fall. Rebounded there by number 23, Anthony. He's got the ball. Settle it back down. It comes out to Sam Josh Blum.
He passes it over to Sasha.
Back into Ned and quickly back over to Josh. Sasha takes a look. It's just going around. The horn comes back out. Josh takes it at the top. Quickly finds down Sasha for a three-pointer. He takes up, looks off the back iron, goes out of bounds. Saved by Ned. He throws it in. Quickly met there by a running Josh. Josh jumps up, puts in for a little hook, rattles around, and this time it falls to the bottom. It's 47-31. The Lynx keep coming. They're gaining momentum. Here comes Alex. He bursts by Geronimo, feeds it to Joseph. Joseph down the court to Glenn. Glenn over. Oh, we're going to have a reach over the top by Josh. He's doing the same mistake that John Rotter did. Too much forward reach, not enough vertical height.
It might catch up. You never know.
2:11 left here in the third period. That's the third foul on number 15, Josh. Comes into John Rotter. Looks like we're going to get a reach-in foul on Ned Fowler. Reach-in foul there on the inbound pass. That's going to put John Rotter at the line for a two-point opportunity. Score is 47-31 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. John has the ball. He sets back. He puts it up off the front iron. Not enough spin on that to roll it forward. So we got some substitutions coming in. Looks like we're going to have number 35. Sam Blum is coming back on the floor.
John Rotter takes another shot. And
I'm not sure what that was John was doing, but he did underhanded and threw it up in the air. But we have a timeout called on the floor. And while we have that timeout, good time to go over our sponsors. We really want to thank our sponsors. They do a great job keeping us on the air, letting us come down and have fun. Really want to give a nice shout-out to one of our new sponsors, Lake Clark Air, who's come down and made a great donation. How about the Copper Whale Inn in Anchorage, Shumigan Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, the Tel Alaska, Wastech Electronics here in Sandpoint. Really want to give a shout-out to the FV Red Hunter, who's challenging all the other boats. Come on, boys, make a donation. Keep these broadcasts on the air. It's really fun to see. That was from the happy guy on the FV Red Hunter. Want to thank Penn Air for their great job of moving people around this part of Alaska and the nation, and to Grant Aviation from Cold Bay and Sandpoint. Thank you very much.
It was a good. It's going a good game. They might catch up. They're getting right up on the Boy Eagles' tail.
Yep, the Lynx are not giving up very easily, are they, Justin?
No.
They may not have a lot of practice experience because, as you know, they don't have a gym at their school. But here comes a bad pass by Geronimo, stolen
and
by Alex. He takes a fast running drive in lane, and he drops it in, puts in another two. It's 49-31. Here comes Sasha.
It over the line.
Sasha's bringing it up. Looks like number two, Geronimo, is going to sit down.
Oh!
Another bad pass by Sasha to Josh, and he gives it stolen again by Alex at two strip steals and 4 points right quick. So we're at 51-31, another 20-point lead. We've got another timeout coming. I think this is a 30-second by Mr. Blum, and going to try to get his boys to pay attention on their pass. So, yeah, this is a half timeout. Well, I'm not sure. I can't keep up whether it's a half or a full. I got one hand on the shoulder and one hand straight out. So maybe it's a time and a half. I'm not sure. Very good. Well, here we are. It's nice, nice, pleasant night here in Sandpoint. I was outside between games. Just a light drizzle going off. It kind of reminded me of that great song by Eddie Rabbit. It's a rainy night. I love a rainy night. Wind's not blowing hard, so if you're out there fishing, I hope you're doing well, staying safe, and keeping your feet on board. A little shout-out to the Miss Ingrid out there. Hope you're taking care of Brady. All right, that break is over. The Eagles are back on the floor. The ball's going to be controlled by the Lynx. Throw in comes, and here comes Sasha running the ball. He gets it off to Josh. Josh finds Sam. Two tall guys looking for some help. They're trying to find Ned, but Ned's being covered up everywhere he goes. Joseph Ortega is working the ball.
Oh.
He finds a back-breaking Anthony McGee, who can't get it. It's stripped, and Ryder Gunderson has the ball. He's looking for Joe Ortega. Joseph has the ball. He's come up, and he's going to be met by Anthony. Glenn Krause has the ball. But he tries to get it to Ryder, and it's poked out by Josh right on the sideline. And nice interruptive play by Josh. Still going to be side out by the Eagles. Good call there. We're 51-31 with a minute 15 left to play here in the third quarter.
Joseph
ball comes in. Ryder controls it. Almost goes on the backcourt, but to keep it in. Down to Joseph. He's going to take a look at a three-point. Puts it up off the front iron. Doesn't get it. Sasha has the ball. Quickly over to Josh. He finds Geronimo back on the floor.
Geronimo makes it over the half-court line, passing it over to number 35, Sam. Up over to Josh.
Josh has it over in the right corner there. They're still playing. The defense keeps moving really good. Nice to see the Eagles are collapsing from side to side. They're keeping that zone box, the 2-1 or the 2-3. They're doing a nice job. Everybody's keeping their position and making them work hard back and forth. The zone is really working hard. The Lynx are trying to get it in, but they can't find it. Finally, there's a push into Sam, but John Rodder's there to reject that pass. Comes out to Ryder. He can't quite keep a handle on it. Bounces off of Ryder's hand, goes out of bounds at the Eagles bench. Great defensive play down there, keeping the score at 51-31. We went from a minute 30 to 27 seconds. And it's still the same score, so it's not running away, but the Eagles are really working hard on defense. They're putting up a lot of energy. In comes the ball to Sam. He puts it up off the glass. A little pop bump there from Glenn to Joseph Ortega. Joseph throws it quickly to John Rodder, who wasn't quite ready for that pass, and it goes out of bounds. 11.6 seconds to go. Here comes the ball. Ball's thrown in. Geronimo has the ball. It's moving down the court.
What?
He pulls across the half-court line. Puts it up over the top. Can't get it. Sam Blum gets the rebound. John Rodder's there. He's playing a heads-up game. Rodder has the ball. He gets around. He's going to have no foul. He just can't quite keep control on his pirouette, and it goes out of bounds. Great effort. 9/10 of a second on the end of the third period. Geronimo has the ball. He gets it all the way down the line, puts it against the glass, doesn't make it in, but great effort. That takes us through three fast-breaking quarters of basketball here at the Sandpoint Gymnasium and the Trident Tip-Off Classic. What a fun way to end it up. The score at the end of three is 51-31 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. It's really exciting to see what's going on in this court. Looks like Justin is being called away to get some work done in preparation of maybe tomorrow. Of course, it could be. He's got two sisters that are playing basketball, and they want to get changed and get ready for the fifth quarter event that's happening here with Austin and the youth group and pizza and feeding these kids that have been playing hard all day, and we've just been having fun watching them. I sure hope you're enjoying the game. Want to give a little shout-out to Josh Bravo. He's up here running to camera this evening. He's been working on it most of the day. He doesn't usually fall asleep on it, so if you see the camera that's stalled, that means Josh isn't at the helm. Someone else was taking his place. All right, we're about ready to get this fourth and final quarter underway. Don't forget the schedule change tomorrow. The first game starts in the morning with New Stew. It'll be the third-place boys, New Stewyock boys, against the loser of tonight's game. The Eagles have the ball. Throw in to Ryder. Colton's back on the floor. John Rodder's on the floor. Michael Herndon's on the floor. Colton's got fresh energy. He puts the ball. Can't get it to fall in. It's picked up by Sasha. Sasha has a hard time hanging on. He passes off to Ned. That gets it back over to Geronimo. Geronimo's got the ball, and he's running in the front court. Passing that ball around. Out to Sam on a long three-pointer, up off the glass. Last touch by Geronimo, kicked back in on the floor. Ned gets the rebound. We're going to have a jump ball going here. We have Ned, and A. Bravo is on the floor. So on the floor right now, we've got John Rotter, Colton Mack, Ryder Gunderson, Michael Herndon, and A. Bravo. For the Lynx, we got one guy to get off the floor. Oh, good, he made it just before the ball got in play. Geronimo gets the ball, but he can't quite make it there. Josh Blum is up there, gets the rebound. He kicks it way back to number 21. Sorry about that, folks. My paperwork got mis-shuffled in here. I get too excited on the break. Looks like we had a foul there in my absence. Since my head was turned down, it's going to put Josh back to the line there. Looks like that foul might have been on A. Bravo, number 20. Score is still 51-31. It's 7:19 to go in the fourth period. Josh has the ball. He sets. He deeps down, bends up, puts the ball. Boy, he's got great spin. Good trajectory. Just hits the inside part of the back iron and falls out of bounds. Here comes Josh. Nice. That one, he readjusted. Took about a half inch of pressure off of that. It falls in nothing but net. We're at 51-32, and here comes Colton Mack. He's being tightly guarded by Geronimo. Abe has the ball. He finds Michael Herndon. He puts up. He can't make it work. John Rotter gets the put back off the glass. It's 53-32, and here come the Lynx again. We're at 6:59 to go. Going to be a fun time at the fifth quarter tonight. I got to give a real shout-out and thanks to the ladies of Sandpoint who have done a great job of keeping the food coming, keeping these kids well-fed, occupied, and happy all day and all night. Nice job. Great work going on the floor. We got number 21, Kaylin Davis, is on the floor. There goes Josh Blum. He puts it up. Michael Herndon gets that rebound. He finds a quick outlet to Colton Mack. Colton puts it all the way downtown to Ryder Gunderson. He gets it up off the glass. Rebound there by Kaylin Davis and picked up by Ned. And quickly, here comes the Lynx going back the other way. Josh Blum has it. He drives around the paint. He's going in front of John Rotter, and I think a little collision of these two tall boys, and I think that's going to be a looks like a foul on. Yep, that's a foul on John Rotter. And I think that's John's fifth and final foul, or that's his fourth foul. Well, I'm not sure. They're giving him a clap. He's going to sit down and take a break. It's 6:16 left to go in the fourth quarter, and it's a 53-32 game. John Rotter's off. Josh Blum puts it up, but he's outbound. He can't make it. Ned gets the ball. He puts it back. Great work by Sam, but Colton Mack flies high in the sky, pulls down the rebound. He runs down the coast, puts it up high off the glass, can't make it fall. Michael Earn is there to mess up Sam Blum, but Sam comes down the court. He's running quickly. He gets the ball. He feeds it down to Josh, takes a look at a three. That three-pointer is short. Ned tries to get it. It comes back in. Abe Bravo gets it, but he can't quite get squared up to Colton. It goes offhand. Kaylin Davis has got the ball, and he's all tied up, and I think we're going to get a foul on Abe Bravo, number 20. He had a little reach in there. All right. Kaylin has it. He kicks it all the way back to Geronimo. Oh, nice work by Sam to Josh, but Ryder was there with his quick hands and feet, but a bad pass to Colton. Oh, we got a little collision between Wolf Jackson, who's on the floor. Wolf Jackson and Kaylin Davis had a collision there. So it looks like we're going to get a call against Wolf Jackson, number 5. We got a full timeout called by Coach Blum. And that's a good time to do the schedule change. Don't forget, we do have that schedule change. We'll be taking the air tomorrow at 10:30 in the morning. Provided that one of us can wake up after tonight, what a great day. Lots of effort played. Great basketball on the floor. I tell you, if your basketball vernacular is rusty or you haven't watched basketball in a long time, it's really good to come down to these tournaments. You get five games a day over a three-day spread, and we had an extra day on Tuesday. So a lot of fun happened here watching these kids work hard. A shout-out to our sponsors again. With a Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage. If you're in Anchorage looking for a place to stay, be sure you stay there. Schumigan Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, Telalaska, Wastech Electronics, Penn Air, Grant Air, Lake Clark Air, and the FB Red Hunter. All right, that timeout is over. we're coming back on the floor. It's 53-32. We're at 5:22 left to go. And Geronimo has the ball, bringing it across the court. Geronimo quickly feeds it into Josh. He takes a dribble and a step. He can't quite get it, but Wolf gets the ball, can't keep his feet underneath him, so he's got a traveling call. But great reflex and hands by Wolf Jackson to get that rebound when he's not the tallest player out there, but he's got a lot of presence on the floor. Great effort by Josh Blum coming from that left corner. Puts in for a three-pointer, and we're now at 35-53 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. Josh Blum quickly steps in front of Michael Herndon. Colton tries the ball. He tries to put it away, but he runs back and steals his own ball. He drills behind the back. He comes through the paint. He's trying to do a quick feed to Ryder Gunderson, but Ryder would have to be 7 feet tall for that pass from Colton Mack to get there because it went way high in the sky. We're still at 53-35 with 4:47 to go, and here comes Geronimo bringing the ball up. Quick pass, but a nice deflection there by Colton Mack, but they save and cover, and we're going to have a foul on Abe Bravo, who just couldn't get stopped while Sam was up in the heart of participation of shooting, and Abe was trying to pull up because he knew he was going to crash into the back of the Sam and didn't want to hurt him, but all he could do, it's hard to put those air brakes on when you're flying the sky. We're going to have a substitution. Joseph's coming in, and Wolf is going out. No, Wolf is going in, and I think that was Ryder going out. Here we go. Sam has the ball. He dribbles. He sets. He puts it up in the air. High arc up off the glass. Won't fall down. Josh is there. He has the rebound. Michael Herndon is going to get caught for the foul, and that's going to put Josh Blum back at the line. That was a reach-in foul by Michael Herndon. Josh has the ball. He sets. He puts it up. Nice spin, and he drains that one. That takes it to 53-38. That was the third foul on Michael Herndon. We're at 4:32 left to go. Josh has the ball. He sets. He puts it up, and he drains that free throw. Michael Herndon passes into Colton Mack. Colton's going to bring up the ball. I'm going to work down the left side. He gets past Sam Blum. He finds Joseph Ortega. Joseph comes way outside to Wolf Jackson, who loses the handle, but Michael quickly picks it up. Colton Mack has it at the top of the key. He's looking for some help. He works down the right. He dribbles in pass. Nice work. He holds up in the air and does a dish-off pass to Abe Bravo, but he can't hang on to it. Joseph Ortega has it. He puts it up, but it's tipped out of the way by Josh Blum with that great reach of his. And here comes Sasha. Sasha dishes back to the left. Josh is going to look at a three-pointer. Rolls in and out. Doesn't make it. Wolf Jackson does another behind-the-back, try to throw it in, but he's right behind the basket, and it stops the flight of the ball. It's still going to be Lynx ball underneath their basket. All right, throw in comes all the way out. Sasha has it. Another one back to Josh Blum, and he puts it in for three. He's starting to warm up finally at the end of this game. We're at, waiting for the scoreboard to change. It's at 3:43 on the clock. It's still a big lead by the Sandpoint Eagles. Colton Mack does a dribble behind the back, spins, puts it in about a 12-foot floater, and he drops it in. It's now 55-42 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. They find Josh. Josh drives around. He kicks it back out to Sam. Sam comes back to the left side. He's looking for some help. Colton gets it tipped out of the way. He finds Josh breaking back in. Takes a long two. He's offline. He tries to get it. Ned there is, he pulls it out. We're going to have a collapsing foul on Joseph Ortega, who went too hard after Sasha. Couldn't get his air brakes on either. And so we have a foul against Joseph Ortega for crashing into the back of Sasha. That's going to be the ninth team foul. That should put Sasha at the free throw line. I think he's got a one-on-one opportunity. We got another substitution coming in here. We got Glenn Krause coming in and Alex Gilbert. We're going to have Abe Bravo and Colton Mack sitting down, giving a little breather. Still a commanding lead, 55-42, but not undoable. First one goes up and off the rim, but no one's there. Wolf Jackson gets back in the corner. He finds Michael Herndon, and he feeds it ahead to Alex Gilbert. Alex comes down, and he finds Glenn. Glenn pitches it back to Joe. Joe Ortega backs up. Sasha's coming in. There's Sam Blum. He's really guarding Joseph tight. He's worrying the ball. Joseph's trying to get out of there. He's doing some ball handling. He gets it fed down to Michael Herndon. He puts it up on the glass over Josh Blum, but it's off target. Here comes Jerome. Excuse me, Geronimo. A little shout-out to my brother-in-law, Jerome, who's recovering on surgery there, but a nice poke away by Alex. But Alex is going to get the fast break. He's going to come down. He tries. Good. He finally gets that out-of-balance left-handed layup, 57-42 with 2:28 left to go. Yep, here comes Josh to Sasha. Sasha in back to Josh. Josh is tripped going down on his floor, and it's going to be a foul. I think that's going to be it's a one-on-one. No, it's a two-point because there are 10 fouls. So he's going to get two opportunities, and that was on number 10, Joseph Ortega. And so quickly, Joseph has three fouls against himself. Josh has the ball. He sets. He puts it up, and he drains that one. Doing a nice job. Congratulated there by Alex Gilbert for getting such a good form. 57-43. We have another substitution coming in. We got Michael Stroud coming on and Wolf Jackson coming off. Michael Stroud's there. Michael Herndon, Alex Gilbert, Glenn Krause, and Joseph Ortega. 2:20 left to go. Josh Blum puts it up, and he drains that one. It's 57-44, 2:17. Here comes Joseph Ortega. He's working up the floor. He's going to be met by Geronimo. He works right past Geronimo. He gets it down to Glenn. Glenn drives it back to the top. He loses a handle on it. It's going to be over and back because it wasn't tipped out of bounds, so it's going to be a turnover on Glenn Krause. Going to go back. The Lynx are going to have it at midcourt. 57-44. The gap is narrowing. 2:02 left to go in this contest. Can't quite make it fall by Josh. The rebound comes out. Let's see who that foul is on. Here we go. Michael Stroud catches the inbound pass, and he feeds it quickly back to Joseph Ortega. Joseph brings it up. He comes past Geronimo. He's in the near court. Minute 49 left to go. It's 57-44. Michael Herndon has the ball. He drives across, and he finds Alex Gilbert. He's got a wide-open lead. Michael Stroud, Michael Herndon at the free-throw line. He can't get it. Comes off Michael Stroud's hand. Ends up back in Geronimo after the nice deflection by Josh. Here comes Geronimo. He weaves past Alex. He puts it up off the glass. Can't make it. It comes down. Controlled by Sam. Feeds back to Mr. McGee, and he puts it in for two. Thank you there, Anthony. He drops that one in for two. It's 57-46. Joseph Ortega weaves down. He's inside the paint. He goes up. Let's see who that whistle is against. We're down to a minute 09 left to go. Number 35, that was against Sam. I think he was moving around the back. I think that's the fifth foul for Sam. Yep, the boys are congratulating Sam. Nice job. And, it's not hard to do a foul out when you don't have much substitution coming off the floor and you're playing against some really big guys. So Ned Fowler is coming off the bench. Joseph Ortega is going to go to the line. We're at a minute and 9 seconds left. Joseph has a quick dribble on the floor. He bends the knees, puts it up. Not much spin off the front iron. He's going to have one more opportunity. He sets. He puts it up. This one has a little more spin and rolls off the outside iron. He can't control it, but he gets his own rebound. He gives it to Alex. Alex back to Joseph at the three-point, guarded by Josh. Finds Michael Herndon. He puts it in and out from the free-throw line, controlled by Josh. We're minute 05. Geronimo brings the ball over. He's over half court. Comes up. Oh, nice reject by Alex Gilbert, who just got his hand up quickly in the way. And we have another substitution coming on. We're going to have Alex sitting down and Ryder Gunderson coming in. So we have all freshmen except Glenn Krause on the floor. Here comes Geronimo. He puts up uncontested long range. He can't quite make that three-pointer stick. Joseph Ortega comes down the floor. But we're going to have a reach-in foul on number 23, Anthony. Yeah, Anthony has a little reach-in foul, and that puts the Tenalian Lynx at 7 fouls. So it's going to be a one-on-one opportunity for Joseph Ortega. All right, Joe has the ball. He gets that quick little bounce on the bottom. He sets. He puts the ball. Not much spin, but he finds the right range that time. And he drops that in, and his first free throw is good. All right, here we go. He's got another one. Quick little dribble on the ball. He sets. He puts it up, and he finds range. In and out, bounce around twice, and comes out. Here we go. We're down under 50 seconds left to go. Geronimo's bringing the ball up. He's going to stop and take a look for a three-pointer. He puts it up, and he drains that three-pointer. It's 59-49. They brought it down to within 10. 39 seconds left to go. Here comes Joseph. He's carefully working against Geronimo. He finds Michael Stroud down in the corner. Michael can't put it in. Up it goes. Josh Blum has it. He finds Geronimo there. 27 seconds left to go. Back to Josh at the corner. Josh is going to look at a three. It's up and off the glass. Anthony has it. He can't quite control it. He's out to Sasha. Sasha puts it up for a three off the front iron. Ryder has it, but he's way deep in traffic. He's trying to get to the front court. He's got a wall of defenders. It's stripped. It's popped away by Geronimo. Geronimo puts it up off the glass. Can't get it. We're going to have an over-the-top foul by Anthony. It's okay. It's 6.5 seconds to go. It's a 10-point game. It's 59-49 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. Way to see these guys play with some hustle and pizzazz all the way to the end. You know, if you were falling behind by 10 points, you might have a desire to just not work so hard. But these Lynx are out there battling and scrapping, and they're going to go down hard every time. We have another substitution. Glenn Krause is sitting down. Wolf Jackson is on the floor. Up goes the opportunity by Michael Herndon. It doesn't fall. 5 seconds for Josh. He's going to lose the handle on it. Wolf Jackson is right there harassing him. Josh pushed it up at the last. Oh, almost far, but not long enough. That's the end of the game. It's 59-49 for the Sandpoint Eagles, who have defeated the Tenadian Lynx. Once again, we want to give a shout-out to our sponsors, the Copper Whale Inn, the Shumigan Corp., the King Cove Corporation, Tel Alaska, Wastec, the FB Red Hunter, Penn Air.